Hello and welcome to episode 35 of Three Peeps in a Podcast. This is Pat speaking. We are on location tonight at Avon Valley, which is in, what would we say Avon Valley's in?
Saltford,
Bristol.
Slash Keynsham.
And there's a special event around the Halloween special of the podcast. So it's Fear at Avon Valley. And we've been invited along to give our thoughts and give a review. So we've got Rich with us. Say hello, Rich.
Hello, Patrick.
Thanks very much.
Bit nervous.
Yeah, we'll go around and see how people are feeling, apprehensive probably. We're also joined by two friends of the show. It's Sarah Moore and Jen O'Mahony. Mahoney.
Oh, you are in trouble.
Oh, God.
Jen. Trouble. You shouldn't have even tried.
I should have just said Jen, yeah. But so, Jen, what's your name?
Mahoney.
Thanks very much. So, girls, how are you feeling? We're just outside. We've got some scary music going on. And we're about to enter the first thing, which I've got absolutely no idea what it is, but how are you feeling about it?
The creepy circus music has already given me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, you've got a fear of clowns, which we've just found out.
I would say more a crippling phobia, but okay. Yeah, we'll go with fear.
Yeah, well, we are fear at Avon Valley, after all. Sarah?
Yeah, little bit scared. We just bumped into two very big bouncers that told us we're going to be running out very shortly. And if they're scared, then I think we all will be.
Yeah. Okay, Rich, how are you feeling?
I feel right, Patch. I'm not really scared yet. Music's quite good, actually.
What's that trickling down your legs?
just fancy a piss.
Toilet's over there. Okay, so yes. I honestly don't know what to expect, to be honest. So I think there's three or four...
Did you drop in that we're VIPs?
No, you can talk about that if you like.
We're VIPs.
Thanks very much. So we've got, yeah, as Rich said, VIP fast track tickets. So thanks to Avon Valley again for that. And yeah, I think there's three events or three areas that we've got to walk through. And that's about as much as I know at the moment. So we'll leave it there and we'll come back and we'll review the first one shortly. So speak to you in a sec. Right, we're still outside Anarchy. Oh, Christ. Rich, any last words?
Tell everyone I love them.
Here we go. So it was quite a big queue. Don't know what to expect.
We're in the fast track.
A lot of people dressed up. Don't even know if you can hear me. So I'll catch you later. Okay, so we've just come out of Anarchy Live. Majority of it was indoors, walking around. And all that.
It's a wooden maze, basically.
Yeah, it's like a wooden maze. You've got to find your way out. And now there's actually people running out of the maze, trying to scare us as well. So, Rich, what were your initial thoughts?
I thought it was well made, isn't it? But I wouldn't say I was scared, but the girls were. They were pretty screaming like no business.
Yeah, girls, any thoughts?
Well, if you did...
Literally couldn't see in front of you, could you? Couldn't,
yeah, not one for someone with epilepsy.
Yeah, if you don't suffer from epileptifics, I think I will now. you can't see a thing, and then all of a sudden,
you're also pregnant now as well.
Yeah. It is good. I like the way the actors try and actually split you up so that you've always got somebody different in the front getting all the fear.
Yeah.
So it's done quite well.
We got split up, didn't we? We lost Patch and Rich and me, Jen. We're like, oh, my God, how are we going to get that?
We lost them. Let's go.
Yeah, but there was great artwork in there on people's faces. And
they also shoved you out. They do try to so get lost, basically.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. The most scary thing for me was probably not being able to see at times because it was pitch black. And the strobe, like, flashing lights as well. But that was a maze-type environment. And I think we're now moving on to Killzone, I think. So we're going to have a look at Killzone, I think.
Killzone last?
Shall we?
Is that a big one last?
I don't know.
Oh, look at this coming towards
us. And there's people on stilts coming towards us with long fingernails.
They're actually shorter than Patch.
Yeah, so catch you later. Greg, so we've just come out of Killzone, and Killzone is split into two elements. You've got an archery element and you've got a paintball semi-automatic rifle element, and you know, effectively you've got to basically kill zombies or you know, people dressed up in Halloween masks. But no, very good. I thought quite an adrenaline rush. The actors, the people that were
the real zombies,
and sergeants were very good, very impressive. And yeah, got quite an adrenaline rush from it. So I'll pass on to Sarah and Jem. What was your thoughts on the Killzone?
Well, my heart rate was still coming down from the first one.
I was
just still really shaken up. I couldn't get my bow and arrow right. I was having a terrible time with my bow and arrow.
You had issues with getting it in the hole.
Yeah, yeah. In the groove. But it was amazing. It was really good, yeah.
I think my misspent youth in arcades did me well, because I'm quite happy. I got a body shot with the arrows and a couple of headshots. And
nice.
Yeah.
Anyone with some archery skills could have caused the guys in the field some serious damage, I think.
Yeah.
Rich, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm with Sarah. I couldn't find the slit on the bow and arrow. I had to do it by touch. Kind of, run my finger along it. And the paintball was good. But yeah, like you say, adrenaline rush,
it
was really good.
It wasn't paintball, it was real guns.
Yeah, they weren't toys, it was real life, yeah. And they weren't actors, they were real sergeant majors.
Yeah,
that's brilliant. Yeah. Really, really well organised. Great scenery, so this is it, no, classic scenery, but...
It's like one of the big horror films was Children of the Corn, and you actually walk through cornfields, and actually takes place in a cornfield as well, so it's all...
Hills Have Eyes? Hills Have Eyes, that's the one, that's what it reminds me of.
Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah.
Jeepers Creepers,
it's a lot of effort has gone into the scenery. You really feel like you're there.
Yeah, fair play to Avon Valley for this. It's all done very well.
Pretty sure The Children of the Corn was based on a true story in Froome.
Was it?
Where Jimmy Tate once lived with his 12 fingers. But he had two cut-off nines in Bristol, so yeah. I think that's what it's based on.
Yeah, to have him cut off to move to Bristol.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, we're looking out from the bar... and there's several fairground rides here as well. So if you're coming along, bring lots of cash. There's lots of decent fairground rides going on. And there's also a stage as well. And there's some people on the stage, people walking around dressed up on stilts. It's all done really well.
And just to set the scene, the VIP bar's got like lovely little fairy lights. We're sat on haystacks. It's just got a real nice feel to it. A few little pumpkins knocking about.
Haystacks.
Yeah, hay bells.
Hay bells.
and also some reassuringly, there's some fire extinguishers as well.
Yeah, in gazebos. Yeah. Lovely, lovely effect.
Very well set up. So what's next, Rich?
Is it called Purgatory? Is it? Is it Nevermaze? I don't know. Is it Purgatory?
Apparently, there's one on the other side of the bar as well. Someone was saying. So yeah, we've got a couple left to go.
Well, we're currently in the bar at the minute, aren't we? Having our second drink, just to get the nerves back down to ground level.
Drinking Old Speckled Hen.
I think the alcohol is helping with target practice as well for Killzone. So it's a good idea to make a trip to the bar first.
Yeah,
maybe. I did find it hard with bone arrows trying to wear readers and.
Yeah, Rich, you struggled a bit. I had to put it in the hole for you, didn't I?
You had to ease it in, didn't you?
But yeah, for someone who's got, is it long sightedness? It's the other way around, isn't it? Is it short sighted? It means you can't see long distances, doesn't it?
Yes.
But you can't see close up, so that's long sighted, isn't it?
No, I can't see obviously right up close, because I'm 45 years old.
Don't look it. But yeah, so yeah, it's you have to wear safety goggles.
At all times,
otherwise you basically would have lost an eye. Okay.
Because you didn't shoot towards yourself, are you?
Yeah, but
and these zombies certainly wouldn't shoot them back.
Sometimes it goes off when you least expect it, Rich.
It gets off in your hands.
All right.
Jump out all over the place. I'd also recommend coming with makeup, fancy dress makeup.
Yeah, so I'm very impressed with your makeup, actually.
Yeah, I've gone all out. I made a lot of effort.
Yeah, it's like a pair of lips sewed into your forehead.
I've just got a big gash on my forehead with safety pins.
This is getting very carry on this podcast.
Carry on career.
And I've got some blood coming out my nose and a lot of bruising.
Yeah, that's from the Killzone, obviously.
Yeah, a lot of bruising.
Yeah, and Jen, do you want to just explain your get up that you've got going on?
Well, I went for kind of skeleton chic, but I think I just look like a dead cat. Or more like the ghost of Wurzel Gummidge is the look I apparently went for.
Surrounded by haystacks.
Yeah, no, it's working for me.
Not everyone is in fancy dress, but I would recommend it if you're going
to
come.
Certainly adds to the effect.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, we'll take a break there, and we'll whilst we're rolling, should we do our Room of Doom entries? So, obviously, Room of Doom is a regular segment on the podcast. And, so we're going to do one here at Fear Avon Valley. So, Jen, do you want to go first? What's your Room of Doom entry for this Halloween special? Doesn't have to be Halloween related.
Okay. So, for me, probably holiday makers, but specifically like amateur flyers. So I fly quite a bit with work, and my family are in a different country, so I kind of go home an awful lot.
Which country?
Ireland, funnily enough. Germany. So I'm in the airport a fair bit. I have no issues with flying. I've never had a fear of flying, but I just don't like airports. Everything's overpriced. It's annoying. I want to spend as little time there as possible. So nothing irritates me more than when you get stuck behind these people who just, they saunter around, they think their holiday starts at the airport, they've got a million and one kids who just keep getting in the way, and then they start getting into an argument with a poor pleb at security because they've got the 1 litre bottle of shampoo and they feel the need to argue the toss and say, well, it's not really a liquid. And it just, there should be like a fast pass system for, like, it should be like a Starbucks rewards card where you fly regularly, you get to just skim past all of that straight onto the plane in and out in like 10 minutes.
And I guess the problem you've got going on Ryanair, is it, or EasyJet,
Ryanair,
is that there's no sort of first class to speak of, is there? So there's no first class lane.
But you can pay for the leg room, which is worth every penny.
Advanced, is it quick boarding or
priority boarding, and then you pick your seat, so go for an exit row.
So just to summarise then, it's amateur holiday makers.
Amateur flyers.
The general public.
Okay. Anyone who's not me in an airport, basically.
I can see that, definitely. Sarah, what have you got for us?
So, this is something that's been really annoying me lately. I should have abandoned it when it started anyway. But on X Factor, I know I should have abandoned this, I know. But when they get to the final two, that have got to go home, the judges always save their own act.
Yeah.
Why do they always save their own act? Like, make the show a little bit more interesting. Save the other act for once in your life. Save the act that is actually better than your own act. You might actually do all right on the show.
When it gets particularly exciting is when it's both...
It never gets exciting, man. It never, ever gets exciting.
For those people that watch X Factor, when it gets particularly exciting is when it's both it's both of their acts, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if Louis's got two in the bottom two and he's got to choose between them.
And then they never put the vote in. They always say, oh, no, I can't vote. They're both my acts, I'm not going to vote. They need to sort that out.
It's like, it's important, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, so Rich, X Factor, can't go into the Room of Doom. But what would you want to put into the Room of Doom?
I think you find the X Factor is putting yourself in the Room of Doom by having Honey G continuously.
He knows her.
I got kids, aren't I? My Room of Doom is, and we're getting to that time of year now where people count down to Christmas, is when people say, oh, there's 40 sleeps. I'm not being funny, I have a kid at lunchtime, so I'm already asleep. I'm already asleep down. Just say 40 nights or 40 days. Why say, why treat us like kids, send sleeps or 8 sleeps to my holiday? Just go to bed when you want. Then count it down by sleeps, because I have several kids today.
Right. Excellent. Thanks, Rich. Mine is quite male-related, but I'm sure girls maybe have similar issues. And it's...
Directions in the morning?
Well, not for now. But it's long eyebrows, right? I get these just come out of nowhere, like a real long, light eyebrow.
Have yours been...
Comes out of nowhere.
What? Your eyebrows been done?
No, I've never had my eyebrows done.
They look quite...
But that I often get
that
just like
problem. That is a lady's problem.
No, but I get these long eyebrows, right?
Yeah, eyebrows.
And like, it's just a real long one. No, I get just some tweezers and just have it out. But so like I'll get one out and then the next day it will be back. I don't understand it. So my Room of Doom entry is long eyebrows that are just twice as long as any other eyebrow. Okay, right. So we'll take a vote on it. So just to recap, we've got amateur holiday makers, or just the general public, Sarah's was, remind me,
X Factor Saving Their Own Acts.
X Factor Judges Saving Their Own Acts. Mine's long, the odd long eyebrow. Rich?
Mine was People Who Say Sleeps, like as if you're talking to a small child.
Okay, so Rich, what do you want to vote for?
I'm going to vote for the airport person, because A, yours is ridiculous.
That's Jen, not the airport person.
Yeah. Yours is just not really that bad, is it?
Okay.
You should be thankful you ain't got no long hair on your head. Sarah's like, X Factor, I can't give a shit about it. Sorry for swearing.
Okay.
So yeah, the amateur airport people, even though I am one of them.
Okay.
But yeah, people who argue just for the sake of it, they know when they go into the security what they're going to be told. Well, I've got to take my shoes off. They know it anyway. So people who just try to make an argument out of it for the sake of it, don't they?
Okay, Jen.
Can I vote for myself, or will that upset Sarah? I'm gonna go with. Okay, apparently I'm gonna go with people sleeps till Christmas. Because in fairness, no, it is. It's an odd thing. There's no need to do it. Seems to be fairly recent. I don't get it.
Correct. Okay, Sarah.
The sleep thing doesn't really bother me. I've never said it, but it doesn't really bother me when people say it. So I'm gonna go airport.
Okay. And I'm also going to go airport as well. So congratulations to Jen.
Beginner's luck.
You win a free drink. Go on.
The forfeit for winning it.
What is the forfeit, Rich?
You got to run round it. Run round the bar.
Got to run round the tag zombies. Okay. All right. So I think we're going to just finish off our drinks, and then we've got a couple more things to attack. We'll be back.
Basically,
you're going to save the world. We'll at least save Avon Valley for a start, and then move on to the rest of the world. All right, thanks, guys.
What? You heard
me. I grab the guy in my dream. You see me struggling, so you wake me up. We both come out. You whack the fucker, and we got him.
Are you crazy? Hit him with what?
You're the jock. You have a baseball bat or something. Just meet me at my porch at midnight. Oh, and meanwhile. Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Okay, so you've just come out of Phobia.
So one more drink.
Yeah, one more drink if you want.
Please.
So come out of Phobia. Slightly similar to the first one in that it was
a maze
that you had to get out of, and there were several surprises. One of the surprises being a clown. Jen's got a massive fear. Jen, how did you get on with it?
It's fine.
Have you conquered your fear of clowns?
No, I haven't. I also didn't like the small spaces, or the dark, or the strobe lights, or the clown, or the mental patients.
There literally is a zombie on the loose now. We may have to go back and get our crossbow and arrow. But there was also something in there that was even more enclosing, which we won't spoil. But that was quite good fun, trying to get through it. Rich, how did you get on with it?
Well, that was brilliant. I actually thought that was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
You believed the zombie, didn't you, when he said we're going the wrong way? So we've done the same maze 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Which didn't help.
And the entrance as well. There was a girl on the entrance who I thought was very good.
Yeah.
Won't spoil that, but some very good acting, very good selection policy when it came to contracting.
Huh? Mental, wasn't it? That maze was mental.
Yeah, it's like an episode of the Crystal Maze, but a Halloween special.
A mental special.
Sarah, how'd you get once on, Jen?
I now carry a permanent scar from where Sarah gripped my hand so tightly that I now have a ring mark embedded in my finger. So thanks for that, Sarah.
Do you mean a mark on your ring?
So carry on, start again.
That by far was my best one, but what I would say, I've been touched up left, right and centre from so many different strangers. They've had
back
a run of a time
back to tonight, Sarah.
Really, the guy behind me was having the best time. He just kept saying sorry, but I didn't think he was that sorry. I'm now really scared.
Okay.
But that was the best
one.
Maybe
I should go behind you in future then, sir. Okay, so what's next? We get purgatory, isn't it?
Let's have one more drink.
Rich wants another drink, settle his nerves. Right, go on then, let's have a drink, and then we're going to move on to purgatory, I think, next.
Purgatory, I call it.
Cheers.
Do you believe that people can dream about what's going on?
No.
Do you believe in the boogeyman?
No.
You want my uncle cracking that guy whenever he's mad?
What? blow, mate.
Livid.
It's one of the resident mentalists. I think it's, we haven't actually pointed out at this time that Avon Valley is actually a children's attraction for animals. It's an animal of a different kind tonight. Have you actually been to Avon Valley
when you say,
normally?
When you say a children's attraction for animals, it says like animals queue up to look at little kids.
Yeah, do you want to just clarify?
Attraction for children.
So attraction for kids, animals.
You get to feed the goats and you can comb the pony's hair.
Can you feed the pony? Can you feed the pony or not?
No, you just get to brush the ponies.
Yeah, brush the ponies, yeah.
Yeah, we've done that.
Okay. That would suggest there's quite a lot of hair on that pony.
So there's a petting zoo.
But also, there's quite like an adventure sort of zone, isn't there?
Yeah,
with,
there's a really good soft play.
Death slide.
Yeah, there's a really good slide. Not slide though.
How much does it cost to get in?
It's quite expensive. I think it's about £8 for an adult.
Reasonable.
Not really.
Okay, so we're just about to enter Purgatory. You can get a membership, that's official. Probably get some sort of 3p discount at some point. We're going in.
Going in.
We're not going in. Sarah, you had another Room of Doom late entry. Do you want to do that now?
It just came to me, so... This hasn't happened to me recently because I'm single, but when you're in a relationship...
Sarah Moore, single, ready to mingle.
When you're in a relationship and you're out with your man, your husband, your boyfriend, your partner, and you've got your handbag, they're always like, oh, can I put this in your bag? Can I put my phone in your bag? Can I put my keys in your bag? Really, really irritating. No. So, men, just
guilty.
Get a bag. Just get a bag.
Basically, really get a man bag.
Yeah. Yep. Or you'd have a boyfriend who carried a man bag.
Or a bum bag.
Funny bag.
Funny pack.
This might be why I'm single.
Not you. Because funny means your ass over there, not your minge.
The Office, that's a quote, so that's fine.
Yeah, that's not. Look it up.
Okay, so.
I'm loving the sounds.
Good soundtrack here at Purgatory.
I can't use that for another week, so no one's going to vote for that room of doom.
No, but
how
you
do
just.
We'll class it
as Sarah's rant.
Yeah.
So this week we've got a special. It's Sarah's rant, not Rich's rant.
Yeah. Men carry handbags. Don't rely on your woman to put your stuff in their bag.
It doesn't have to be a handbag. It can be a man bag. That makes it more manly and masculine.
Just by putting man in front of it makes it more manly.
It's like a handbag but with a beard.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Okay. All right. Well. There's a lot going on outside of Purgatory as well, like in the main arena. People getting abducted, all sorts of things going on. So they're doing a very good job. Okay, we've just come out of Purgatory. I think that's the final of the zones, so to speak.
Maze.
Any immediate thoughts, Rich?
It's like you've seen the film Scum. It was like the greenhouse scene in that. Yeah. If you haven't seen it, look it up.
Probably 99% of our listeners won't have seen it.
Well, then look it up then.
Look it up, okay.
Educational, this podcast is.
Now, how did that differ from the previous events for you?
My favourite was the psycho one. Talking of psychos.
We've just got
some sort of claim about me.
Can I just get a word for the Bristol Evening Post? Have you got anything to say?
Boom.
Okay. Oh, that was...
That's a real-life clown.
That was a real-life clown there.
Jen's favourite.
Literally mentalists running around everywhere here.
Oh, my God.
Let's see if I can get a word with this chap.
I just want
to
know.
Can I get an interview, please?
What do you mean, Brexit?
You got anything? You got an entrance for the Room of Doom?
Huh?
Anything to say?
Anything to say?
Yeah.
Have a good evening.
Thanks, mate.
What should be on Brexit? Donald Trump, Henry Clinton. What I will say is, if anybody's psychotic and got murderous issues...
Murderous.
They could get a job here for a week and carry out their murder and not play...
And go,
for the first 5 minutes, people would be applauding you.
Yeah, so literally it is all happening here, guys. If you are of a nervous disposition, I suggest you stay away. But if you're up for a bit of fun and a bit of fear, Jen's actually on the floor now, crying in a corner because of her crippling phobia of clowns. Girls, can I just grab a word? What did you think of Purgatory? Any immediate thoughts?
I have no longer got a voice left. All I've done is scream all the way around there. The worst has been on your knees. You have to get down on your hands and knees.
Not the first time.
And my knees are killing. I've got bad knees anyway. So that was tough going.
I think the ladies will likely get a bit more than they bargained for because some of the actors get very familiar in the prison.
Yeah.
Actually, for the gents as well.
Quite enjoyed it, though, didn't you?
It was all right, you know.
Well, you just say you want to go back in.
I did say I wanted to go back in. Yeah, give that a go
actually,
again.
That's one of the best ones, actually. Well, I said the last one was the best one. You know? They're getting better and better.
Yeah.
As the night goes on, they are getting better.
Okay.
It's so well organised. So, no.
Yeah, it's so clever.
Every singer is brilliant. They put a whole lot of effort into this.
Yep. Yeah.
Get yourself here.
Okay, guys. So that's. I think we'll leave it there for now because we're just going to go back into the bar and have another drink. I think.
Bloody hell.
Rich, is that all right with you?
If you have to, drag it out. Yeah. I'll have a pint then.
I'm sort of hoping that Sarah and Jen get scooped up by one of these clowns in a minute. We'll try and catch it on camera.
What I've heard from Vic, Sarah's been scooped up by quite a few clowns. And
He's coming.
Literally.
Let's see if we can get a word with him.
There he is.
Excuse me, can I just get a word for the podcast?
Beautiful.
How are you getting on with it all?
Beautiful.
You enjoying yourself?
I'm loving it. Yes.
She really loves clowns.
What podcast is this?
Three Peeps in a Podcast.
Three Peeps in a Podcast.
Yeah.
Thanks. Beautiful.
Thanks for the endorsement.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Enjoy yourself.
Those
two want a bit of action.
I'm not scary. Come here, darling.
Sarah's running away. Run faster! Run faster!
Run the big circle.
Get your camera out. Oh god, this is hilarious.
Come on, Sarah!
The woman / walk / run.
Literally. Jen
Oh, we need
Jen is
this.
Jen is sprinting away from a small female clown here. Absolutely genius.
Literally legged it.
If only you guys could see what we can see. Unfortunately,
like a woman, she's walking and running.
Unfortunately, the video
that's is a full sprint. That's a full sprint.
Oh, she's back. Mentalist with a baseball bat.
Oh, Cockney clowns.
You want a what?
I want a hug.
Want a hug?
Night,
Ramona. Oh. She wants a hug from you.
Give me that, Fabio. Come on.
Come on. Hug the clown. Hug the clown.
Not
a
fucking chance.
Can I just give
you
a photo?
Do it for the picture. Go on.
Hang on. Right, hang on. I just have to stop this. Bear with me. Just leaving Avon Valley after a very good evening. We've been here 7 till 10 to 11 and has kept us entertained throughout. One thing we just want to touch on for our Halloween special is our favourite scary movies. So I'm going to start. I think the scariest film I've ever seen was The Grudge. The Grudge, not The Grinch, starring Sarah Michelle Gellar, if I'm not mistaken. Obviously, it's a remake of a Chinese horror film. But there's lots of freaky stuff going on. And I can remember watching it in the cinema and actually... We're just getting stuck in the car park at the moment. I'm going to go for The Grudge, and I'm not going to steal Rich's thunder because I'll probably predict what he's going to go for. Because
I can't even think of myself.
Well, what's the film we've gone to watch together at the cinema?
Yeah, I was going to say there's a...
Several times.
Yeah, there is.
So there's a bit of a franchise going on. Yeah. So, Rich, do you want to just touch on
that? There is the Paranormal Activity films, which are quite scary. Because I what I say about scary films, if they... will never happen in real life, like I said to you earlier, like Count Dracula, things like that. I don't find it scary because I know it never happened.
Right, could happen.
Yeah, but you get some psychos that kill people, but you don't get some bloke who turned into a bat, only sleeps in the day, all that malarkey.
Sucks blood.
I find scary things obviously things that could happen.
Okay.
I'm not saying paranormal activity could happen,
well,
but it's out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
My scary films. I forgot already. When I was growing up, it was all like your Friday the 13th, things like that.
Pet Cemetery. Freddy. Nightmare on Elm Street.
I didn't really get scared by films, to be honest. No. I mean, even the Blair Witch one recently, it makes you jump.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say I'm scared.
It's the unknown, isn't it?
Yeah, it just makes you scared. Makes you jump, doesn't it?
The scariest thing about the Blair Witch Project, the first one, is that all
the
way...
The price for the popcorn.
Well, that, and that all the way through the film, you're expecting something to happen.
Yeah, it's the jump.
Nothing ever does.
It's jumping, isn't it? It's the...
I'm going to hand over to the front of the car now, and we've got Jem. What's your sort of favourite scary movie?
Well, scary-wise, I thought The Ring was quite good, but that's kind of up there with The Grudge as well.
Which is actually being remade.
Was it?
Yeah, it's coming out soon. Remade.
But I think favourite scary film, and it fits with my generation, was probably Scream. But that was just because that was probably one of the first scary films I watched where I was old enough to not be utterly terrified, and it's one of the only ones that I can watch again and again. So yeah, I think definitely the first Scream.
Can I come back? What's quite scary is Sarah's heading towards Bath.
I've gone the wrong way.
Yeah, we're just left Avon Valley. And now we're heading towards Bath. I'm happy to go to Bath. Rich, do you want to fancy a few drinks in Bath?
I'll have a few pints.
It's an impromptu night out in Bath. Coming up now. But so, question about Scream, Jen.
I've got no curfew.
Have you watched the new TV series, I think, of Scream?
No, because I'm a purist, and if it doesn't star Skeet Ulrich or Neve Campbell, I can't get on board with it.
And obviously... what's his name? Deputy Dewey? What's his name?
David Arquette.
David Arquette, that's him. Okay,
so... Back in my day, go on, Rich. Scary stuff, being a 70s child, was like your things like Tales of the Unexpected, Hammer House of Horror, things like that.
Yeah, the Rocky, that, Rocky scary... Horror Show.
No, that's a film. it's a TV series.
Well, and any old school horrors, like with Bela Lugosi and Christopher Lee, you can...
Horror Dictionary.
No, Jen is very good with her films. She's very good with her films, like a friend of ours. Sarah?
Yeah, it's not a journey about a wrong turn. I'm just going to add that in.
Wrong Turn, now that is a good film.
That is a wrong turn.
I think there's Wrong Turn 1, 2 and 3, but carry on.
What, the same person made the same mistake 3 times?
No, so, some different teenagers.
My scary film is Eden Lake. So it stars Jen's future husband, Michael Fassbender. And same reason as Rich, really, just because that could actually happen. That's something that would happen in real life.
Yeah.
And I would never go camping by a lake for that reason.
Okay.
There you go.
Right, thanks very much. Any more sort of movie trivia you want to bring up, Jen, before we go? What film are you looking forward to?
Oh, that's a bit on the spot. Logan. Logan's coming out soon. If we're going down the Marvel route.
History of Wolverine.
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
Okay.
I think it's some comic book arc that I'm unaware of that all the fanboys are getting way too excited about.
Don't you think that they've...
It's a cash cow, isn't it?
They've saturated the market a bit with your comic book heroes now.
I like the fact that they keep introducing new directors. So being a bit of a Buffy nerd in my youth, I'm loving the fact that Joss Whedon is doing the Avengers, but then they've, several different directors doing all the other different ones. So it keeps it fresh.
Yeah, okay. I'm just actually, we'll do a quick recommendation section, which is a regular feature on the show, and I'm currently watching on Netflix Luke Cage, which is another, I think, Marvel vibe. It's set in sort of Brooklyn, New York. It's got a sort of gangster undertone, but Luke Cage is someone who's sort of invincible. You can shoot him and he won't, die. I'm only on episode 3, but it's certainly captured my attention. Rich, have you got any recommendations?
Well, the only thing I'm currently watching is A League of Their Own on Sky One on a Thursday night, 9 o'clock, which is a sports quiz but with no sports questions in it.
Yeah,
just a laugh. And
James Corden, Josh
on BBC Three, or iPlayer,
Josh Widdicombe,
starring Josh Widdicombe, Welsh kiddie called Ellis James, I think it is.
BT
Edmondson, who is the daughter of Aid Edmondson and Jennifer Saunders.
Oh, really?
And a starring role with Jack D.
What's the sort of setup?
Synopsis.
Yeah.
Is three probably post uni friends who share a flat, and Jack D's the landlord who rents the flat out. And it's just Josh Widdicombe does play a stand up comedian, almost plays himself but not himself. and just little stories to get into.
Yeah.
Is it easy to watch little comedy and...
And where would you find that?
BBC Three, which is now online.
BBC iPlayer.
Or BBC iPlayer. I couldn't tell you which day it is, I just literally have to search online iPlayer and see if it's there.
Okay. Girls in the Front, any recommendations? What are you watching at the moment on TV? Or on demand?
No X Factor.
I'm completely addicted to Narcos at the moment, halfway through season 2, and I'm convinced I'm now fluent in Spanish. So, yeah, big thumbs up for Narcos.
Excellent. You know what happens in the end, don't you?
Yeah, it's really hard because I'm trying to avoid... I already knew what happened at the end of season 2 anyway, but at the same time, I desperately want to read Wikipedia to see details, but they are spoilers, so, yeah.
Well, I've watched them all now, and I, immediately after I've watched something that's real life, true story, I always look to see what the person actually looks like.
Yeah.
And there's probably documentaries on YouTube and things like that of actual real life stuff.
Well, I was a bit disappointed because I do have a whopping crush on Javier Peña, and also a whopping crush on the character that he played in Game of Thrones, and then seeing a picture of the real Javier Peña was a bit of a letdown. But yeah, no, quality characters, and I'm curious to see how season 3 is going to pan out.
Okay, excellent. Sarah, what are you watching at the moment, Ethan?
I absolutely loved Our Girl.
Oh, good choice.
Oh, it was amazing.
Is it finished now?
Luke Pascalino all day long. Yeah, it was really good.
Is it finished now?
Yeah, it's finished now. But you could probably get it on Catch Up tonight.
Well, what did you think of Michelle Keegan versus Stacey Slater, I'll call her for now?
I prefer Michelle Keegan.
Okay.
Yeah, she was good. Yeah. I'd also say Cold Feet is quite a good watch. I got back into Cold Feet.
I never watched the original Cold Feet, but the it's come back, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've been enjoying it.
Okay. All right. Okay, we'll wrap it up there. Thanks, both of you, for being our special guests this evening.
Actually, I
wish. Does anyone want McDonald's?
Who?
McDonald's.
No, I'm okay.
No, I'm good, thanks. Okay. Thanks, guys, and we'll wrap it up there. Any final thoughts, Rich?
A great night. Hosted by Avon Valley, thanks for the tickets. Very well organised, great sets. They put a lot of work into that.
Yeah.
Even the people legging it around, being psycho clowns, things like that. Every little touch is brilliant. Great company from Jen and Sarah.
Yeah.
And
just to finish off, I'd highly recommend it.
Get there early though, because the bar did shut at 10:30 and the Maze shut at 10:30, didn't they?
Yeah. So
they rack up at 8:00.
Get there early. Pay a little bit extra maybe if you can for the fast track tickets to get you through the queues, but it's only there for a week, I think, or maybe just over a week.
Well, it's for the half term, not that you take kids there, so
throughout the half term, so spend a bit of money on it, you won't regret it. It's been a great evening, so thanks to Avon Valley again, and we'll catch you all down the road.
Good night.